Lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Friday night under the lights in a moment. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson. I could talk about high school football all day and all night, but when it comes to writing a business plan, that's not me. Thank goodness there's Boss Finn. The folks at Boss Finn will talk to you about your goals, what you want to achieve with your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either. But I do know Boss Finn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn. They know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday night under the lights. Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. I'm Russ Robinson. He's Jake Wimberly, and of course George to our left here. And don't forget that coming up tonight on the Malone Coach's Corner, we're going to be talking with Brad Duncan, who is the coach of West Marion High School. And a lot of folks, you know, they know they're down there. They don't know much about it. Well, we're going to find out about him tonight. Very quickly, we're going to go back to the phones. We got the phones are stacked up, which is good. It's a nice thing. And but we're going to give everybody about 3 minutes or so to talk about their ball game. And I want to go first to Sharpie Smith, who is on the phone. Haven't talked to Sharpie in a while, but you know, Wayne County still playing football down there.
Yes, they are.
And Sharpie joins us now on Friday Night on the Lights. Good evening, sir.
How you doing, Rob?
Man, I'm doing good. Good to have you back on the show with us. Tell us real quickly about the Wayne County War Eagles.
Well, Wayne County came in tonight playing Jeff Davis County. This is the only second time that they've ever played Jeff Davis County, which is Jeff Davis County's second year since they've consolidated over there. And Wayne County with a new coach in this year, Shelton Gandy coming in, taking over the reins after Todd Mangum retired last year. But Wayne County back and forth with Jeff Davis tonight. It was a tit for tat, more or less, playing out tonight. The lead would change numerous times. Jeff Davis came in and won the toss, deferred to the second half. Wayne County, we'll just go straight on to the halftime. It was a 14-12 halftime on it. And I mean, it had swapped leads back and forth with it. But then it came down into the second half, and this is where it got really good. Wayne County with a 14-12 halftime lead saw Jeff Davis take a 20-14 lead after less than a minute and a half had gone by in the third quarter. And Jeff Davis also stacked on to that lead and took a 26-14 lead only 3 minutes later. So they have come out from a two-point deficit to take a 12-point lead on it. Wayne County did not give up on it and scored quickly within about a minute and a half or so, and got it back together closer to a 21-26 ball game. Wayne County recovered a Jeff Davis fumble and put that one in the end zone and took over the lead again. This is 6:07 in the third. We're now back to that two-point lead that Wayne County had. Jeff Davis from their own 35 took a major rush play. A 65-yard touchdown run, two-point conversion was no good, so they took back over the lead. Now, let's just skip on down right close to the end. 40 seconds to go in the third, and Jeff Davis is leading Wayne County 38-35. That was not how it would wind up. Jeff Davis would hold on to their 38 points, but Wayne County, with a minute 16 left to go in the game, caught the end zone. They took a 42-38 lead and a win for the game.
Nicely done over a very good Jefferson Davis County school. That's a huge win, Sharpie. We're going to let you go. We want you to call back again next week, but a big win for you guys tonight, and thanks a lot for that report. That's huge. That's big.
That's huge for Wayne County and, of course, the team. Thanks, Sharpie. A team that, you know, everybody knows very well. I mean, they live in the state, you know, South State Championship.
Right.
They live in the state championships. You called that Oxford Wayne County, I think, a couple years ago, that 5A championship
game.
Was unbelievable ball games.
Well, they're a storied program down there, and both of them.
Absolutely.
I mean, both of them.
Absolutely.
Great game tonight. Let's go back to the telephones very quickly. Brian Shufeldt. On the MRA, Briarcrest, Brian, in 2 minutes, you said Coach Davis was a little modest tonight, but that was a heck of a finish down there at MRA.
I'll be quick because I know somebody already called in. But yeah, Coach Davis was way too modest, Russ. my voice is shot. I got nothing left. The people in the stands might have heart attacks. This was an unbelievable game. Just real quick, Briarcrest goes up 28-14. And then right before the half, they were about to put another one in, and the defense just bowed up, stopped them, and they go into halftime, come out, they're up 28-14, and third quarter was pretty much just a kind of a battle back and forth. And then in the fourth quarter, or I guess second half, MRA outscored them 28-7.
Whoa!
Unbelievable.
They just kept chipping away. And let me tell you something. You talk about the land of the Giants. Russ, they got bookend tackles that are both about 6'4", 290.
Unbelievable.
They're massive.
I heard they were big. I did hear they were big.
Sam's hurting right now.
Sam got bruised up tonight, but I tell you, a big, big win for you guys, Brian. That was a huge win for MRA. And Coach Davis, yeah, I expect him to be a little modest on that. He's not going to.
Well, let me tell you this. I'll tell you two things and I'll get off. Number one, Sam said the hurts aren't near as bad as the W. They don't hurt quite as bad.
He's right about that.
But we were down 7, and receiver broke free for about a 71-yard pass play to tie the game up. So it's tied up with about 3 minutes left. They come out, they throw a pass, it gets tipped, picked off by Ray Vincent, and this kid was not going down. He broke about 3 tackles to take it to the end zone for the go-ahead score, and that's how it ended up.
Wow, big win. Brian, thanks a lot.
It was big. It was great. Have a great night, guys.
That is huge win.
That
wow.
is
a Thanks, Brian. All right, very quickly, let's go. Randy McCoy hasn't been with us this year, and, you know, he's our connection to Tupelo up there.
And he'll be on here in just a minute.
Oh, he's not on yet? You what? Ty's on the phone. Ty, they're going crazy in the streets at Crystal Springs tonight.
We are.
So that's 2 wins. How many wins did Crystal Springs have last year?
We had 4 wins and 9 losses last year.
All right, so this, you've got half the wins already. You're only three games in. What's the difference in this team? Coaching, players, what?
Well, our defense is a lot bigger than what it usually is, and our offense, nobody can stop us.
Whoa, okay. Who's up next for the Tigers?
We have another Indian, the Yazoo City Indian.
Okay, and that's going to be where? Up there?
Yazoo City.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Ty, thanks a lot for the congrats. They're still dancing in the
streets of course they are.
Thanks, Ty. We appreciate it.
Donald,
all right, let's stay on the telephone and go. I predicted Randy
you
McCoy
did.
Would
you
be
did.
With us. Randy, how are you, my friend?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing tonight, Ron?
We're doing well. You know, Randy, I don't know much about this Tupelo team this year. Very quickly, a synopsis about the team, and then we'll talk about your game tonight.
Our team, we had several good players coming back on offense, our quarterback, wide receivers. But right now, let me tell you, we lost our number one quarterback the first week. We lost our number two quarterback last week, and we played with our running back taking direct snaps. So we're injury riddled right at the moment.
Now, the other two out for the year?
We lost our quarterback for 6 weeks with a broken ankle, dislocated shoulder to an Ole Miss commit wide receiver. We lost a guy for the year with a torn Achilles, and that's the three major injuries. The others are sprains, and we lost a kid tonight with a broken femur.
My goodness, there's a lot of hitting going on. Who did you play tonight for the folks that have just tuned in? And give me the score, and who did you play tonight?
We played Clarksdale tonight, Tupelo 1-6-0. We scored literally on the last play of the first half, missed the extra point, and they scored with about 30 seconds left to go, but had a penalty and brought their score back, and we ended up holding them, and Tupelo won the game 6-0.
Wow. Oh, man. So you won, and the touchdown was called back. That's big. I'll tell you what, you got a third team quarterback in there. He's got some big shoes to fill.
Well, he really, really does. But tonight, he played only a few plays. We put J-Rock Williams, our running back, in there as a direct snap. He ran the ball 33 times tonight. So we lined up with two tight ends and two backs in front of him with a wing back, and we ran it. And ran it and ran it.
Smash mouth football in Tupelo tonight.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, Randy, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you checking in with us and giving us that report on Tupelo, and we'll talk with you next week, hopefully.
And we face Brandon next week.
Ooh!
Yeah, Randy, I'm going to see you up there. Make sure you get us some pizza or something when I get up there. I'm going to eat with you.
Okay. Very good, Jake. Talk to you all later.
I'll see you next week, Randy.
Thanks, Randy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Yeah, Jake has got a real travel schedule this year with Brandon.
It is. It's that travel year. So, hey, we're going to work through it.
All right. Got a minute to get a call in here. William Griffin called the Jackson Prep Forest game. And, William, Forest, a very big team. Prep, a very fast team.
Russ, I think all of us in the press box were surprised tonight by the way that game turned out. Nobody really thought about it being a blowout, and really from the second series, the downs on, it really was. And Forest has a very good football team. I look for them to be a playoff team later, but Prep just got on them real quick and was able to shut down Forest inside a running game, force them to have to try to throw. It was just too much Jerry and Ely and Peyton Greenwood, and that Prep defense was swarming like bunch of bees tonight.
It's a big win. You know, last year that game was 16-7 over in Forest, and you know, Ely really toted the mail that night, and he got bruised up. That was a big team. Tonight, a little bit different story.
They didn't bruise him up tonight, Russ. He he really had a big night. He had 129 yards on six carries and three touchdowns in the first half, and most of that was in the first quarter. And then he came back out in the second half and had a big kickoff return by Peyton Greenwood down to the 19-yard line of Forrest. And then first play, little off-tackle play to Ely. He takes 19 yards for his fourth touchdown of the night, and he was done. But Peyton Greenwood, we've been waiting to have a really big game in a big game, did it tonight, and he deserves a lot of credit. And Jackson Prep defense tonight played just lights out, which Greenwood was part of that too. But the big story was there were a couple of Jackson Prep big starters. J.P. Gilbo was out, and also number 10 was out tonight too.
Yep.
So it was a next man up game for the defense, and get some guys stepped up to play. Guys like Holmes Bailey and people like that really played a good ball game tonight.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson. I could talk about high school football all day and all night, but when it comes to writing a business plan, that's not me. Thank goodness there's Boss Finn. The folks at Boss Finn will talk to you about your goals, what you want to achieve with your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either. But I do know Boss Finn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn. They know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday Night Under the Lights.
Friday Night on the Lights, home of the Wendy's Giant Studio. When we last left you, we were talking with William, and we were up against a heartbreak. Sorry about that, William. Very quickly, finish up. You had Adam Norsworthy out tonight.
Yeah, Adam was out tonight and lost J.P. Gilbo during the ball game, and don't know the extent of all of that, but hopefully we'll get those guys back soon. But he had some guys really step up tonight. Spence Graves played really well tonight.
Yeah.
You had some guys like Matt Jones play well. So, you know, some some younger guys. Charlie Ott, the offensive line, did really well tonight. And, you know, really, when we were wrapping up the game and going over the statistics, you wouldn't believe how many people had assisted tackles tonight. Oh. We had so many guys who wanted to the ball. So, I mean, if anybody's listening and didn't call their kid's name, they don't feel bad about it.
It was
a great team effort. It really was.
All right, William, thanks a lot for that report, and a big congratulations to Prep tonight for beating a very good forest team. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Russ. All right. See you later.
Okay, it's time now for the Malone Coach's Corner, and tonight we're going to be talking with Brad Duncan, who is the head coach of West Marion, and he joins us now on the telephone on Friday night under the lights. Coach Duncan, thank you for staying up with us tonight, and for a lot of folks out there that don't know where West Marion is, tell us where that is.
All right, we're just west of Columbia, which is about 30 miles west of Hattiesburg.
All right.
Small country school there, just across the river from Columbia.
But I tell you, you may be a small country school, but you guys play a great brand of football down there. You've been to the state championships. But when it comes down to it, it's that East Marion game that you want, isn't it?
Well, that's a big one, man. It really is. I've been here a long time, and I've always said that you can throw out all records, you can throw out all the stats, you can throw all that stuff out the window, because it's for the bragging rights for the Marion County deal, and kids play really, really hard against each other.
Coach Duncan, thanks for taking some time. This is Jake Wimberly. Tell us a little bit about your team, kind of about some of the players that you had to identify in the spring that are making contributions now. Be it an upperclassman or an underclassman, some people that we may want to look out for, and just kind of the identity of your team.
Sure, Jake. We're very small. We're not a very big physical team. We're not going to pass an eye test for you. But our guys play so hard. They have a lot of determination, a lot of heart. And a couple of kids you want to watch for, we've got a quarterback, junior quarterback named Jeremiah Holmes. He's probably not your prototypical quarterback, but he is such a winner. Just a great kid, a great leader for our group. He's fun to coach, fun to watch. And we've got some playmakers out wide that we throw around to a little bit, that Dontavius McGowan, he's probably going to get, I think Hines already offered him as a JUCO kid, and Nolan Miller, another wide out. Both of them will get a chance to play some good college ball.
Well, you know, I've seen that East Marion West Marion game, and I'm gonna tell you what, the fans show up for that one, don't they?
Oh, it's a great crowd. It's a great environment. It's kind of like a Civil War type thing. You got brothers against brothers, cousins against cousins. Kids that have grown together playing in the Little League. It's really, really a battle, and both sides have it tonight.
You know, you say you've been there a long time. Have you seen high school football or the kids change a lot, say, in the last 5 years on how they approach the game?
You know, sometimes I kind of say, yeah, the kids are getting softer or the kids don't willing to work. But one of the things that we really believe in, y'all, is that they're going to do what's expected of them. They really are. If you set your expectations at a certain level, the kids most of the time want to please and want to do that to get to that level. But you got to hold them accountable, and that's that high expectation for them.
Well, and I tell you, you're doing a good job down there, and we look forward to following your team the rest of the year to see how you do. And who's the teams in your conference, that, just so the folks will know, that you've got to beat in order to advance?
Right. It's a pretty good football conference. You got a school named Jeff Davis County.
I've heard of those guys.
Little bumpers lined up up there. They're in our division. You've got Tyler Town, who's year in, year out.
Right.
Be really, really good.
Right.
You got Seminary, who's year in, year out. It's a really good football team. You got Columbia, who's in our division the last 2 years. Another cross-country rival for us, who has got a new coach and just lots of enthusiasm going over there. And then Weston, and then that's
the thing. Well, I'll tell you what, that is a very competitive conference. We wish you well, Coach. We want to thank you for staying up with us tonight. And, you know, our goal and objective on this segment of the show is to introduce you know, programs that people may not have heard of. They've heard the name or whatever, but now that that they've heard you, they know where you are. Everybody keep an eye on West Marion.
Appreciate that, guys. Thank y'all for what y'all do for high school football.
Thanks, Coach.
Have a great weekend. Boy, that's a loaded division.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Coach. Boy, that is
a region.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one, man. Brad Duncan, who is the head coach for West Marion, and I don't know if there's, you know, I don't know if there's a if there's a division or a conference out there that isn't loaded.
Yeah, I mean, Mississippi high school football, and that's one of the reasons that we love doing this show, and you've charted the show for, you know, 25 plus years, and then of course we've seen the game grow over that time to what it is today. I mean, you go from the top end of the state, Tupelo, Corinth, all the way down to the Gulf Coast and everywhere in between. Russ, you know this, from 1A to 6A, all through the MAIS, there is good teams, and that's why we love high school football in the state of Mississippi.
Yep, that's right, and that's why we're here every Friday night as we come to a close on this show. ECMalone.com is where you'll find information about Malone. There's a couple of pieces on there that I found very interesting, with some human interest pieces on there that I found very interesting this week. And I want to thank all the folks that make this show possible, and Boss Ben, and Credit Concepts, and of course Wendy's, and the congratulations to the Wendy's Giant of the Week, who's Dallas Smith, 100 yards, 3 touchdowns against South Panola. You know, if you score 3 touchdowns against South Panola, you've done something.
Hey, and he had another big night tonight, 166 yards.
Wow.
But did a losing effort.
Late caller.
We got a late caller.
You're going to get him in. It's got to be
Brian Grantham.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Granny, talk to me. What's going on? Hey, I know you were at Stringer tonight.
Yeah, I was at Lumberton Hollaburg tonight.
Oh, you were?
Out,
okay.
1A versus 2A, and it was a Hollaburg dominated the first half. It was 7-0 Hollaburg at halftime. Hollaburg's running game was pretty good. First half, 120 yards on the ground. And Lumberton had 68 at halftime. But the second half, I don't know where Hollaburg was at. I don't know. I kept looking for them. They wasn't out there. Lumberton's running game took over the second half. Lumberton had 300 yards rushing. Hollaburg had about 150, and they put up 32 on extra points and beat Hollaburg 32-7.
Wow, gracious. Wow, that is shit. Of course, Lumberton's got a good program, Granny. I mean, they're pretty salty over there.
Lumberton's got one of the best running backs I've seen this year. His name's Robert Henry. He's not a big guy. He's not real big, but he's real fast. He's got good vision, and he can find the open holes.
Well, we appreciate the call, my friend. Have a great Labor Day weekend. It's good to get you back in on the show.
Bye, man. Hey, thank you.
All right, Brian Grantham. George, very quickly, you got some big upsets tonight. The biggest win, you thought, tonight.
Well, let me throw this one in because we've not gotten this one in, but Pinky beat Pascagoula down on the south part of the state tonight, 28-11. So that was a nice win for Picayune. I don't know. You know, it's really hard to say. I think Starkville-West Point, that was a great matchup.
Yeah.
Starkville won that game. You know, Pearl-Northwest Rankin, you know, that's a good matchup, kind of cross-Rankin County type deal. Really surprised at the margin there with Northwest Rankin winning by 42 points. You know, Clinton and Brandon, that's two really good teams in the Metro, and they're in different divisions, so that was a real good, you know, a real good win for Clinton. And then of course Brandon, I'm sure, will bounce back next week against Tupelo. And you know, don't forget, you know, Madison Central is still pretty good.
I was just getting ready to say they went down to D'Iberville,
yeah,
which is not an easy thing to do.
And D'Iberville had not lost. They were 2-0.
Right.
And Madison Central won that one going away. So you just look across the board. There's just a lot of good teams, especially in 6A. Now, Jake may be right. Starkville may be a little bit head and shoulders above everybody else, but there's a lot of people, like one level down, that are pretty darn good.
Well, as soon as this show is over, we'll start the wheels turning on finding the Wendy's Giant player for next week, and that information on Wendy's Giant.com. And congratulations again to Dallas Smith. our Windy Giant Player of the Week from last week, and we'll see who is selected this week. A big thanks for all the folks that make this show run, which of course is Chris Axon and producer here, Ezra Wall back at MPB, and we'll look forward to having everybody back with us next Friday night for another edition of Friday Night Under the Lights. So from the Windy Giant Studios, Russ Robinson saying so long. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.